We've been using this market-based tool to reduce other kinds of pollution. Frank O'Donnell is with the environmental group Clean Air Watch. He says, remember acid rain? The government capped the pollutants causing acid rain, and then came the trade part.
Either reduce emissions further or purchase the right to pollute from other companies that reduce their emissions more than they need to.
O'Donnell says that cap and trade was cheaper than anybody predicted, and it reduced acid rain, but it didn't eliminate it.
And the reason is that the cap and trade target was essentially a politically driven target. It was not one based fully on science.
In fact, the U.S. EPA is now proposing cutting acid rain pollutants more. O'Donnell thinks a cap-and-trade scheme for carbon emissions could be far more susceptible to political maneuvering. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.